It is a ritual that has been practiced secretly for generations. An act so disturbing, it is performed only under the cloak of darkness. It is the horror feared all across America.
Matt the Cat!
Mercy, baby. Matt the Cat back on the world famous Friday Night Cat Fight Podcast, doing the do just for you. And baby, this week on the podcast, we're going to have four artists battle it out over the same song, and you, cats and kittens, will decide which one you truly dig the most. The record I've picked out for this week's podcast is a soul funk gem. It's been covered by so many people I can't even count. But there are four versions of the song that really stand out among the rest. The song is Get Out of My Life, Woman, and it was written by New Orleans great Alan Toussaint. I used to call him Toussaint, but then I heard an interview where he said the correct pronunciation of his name is Toussaint, so I've changed my ways, baby. The song was written by Alan Toussaint, the New Orleans legend. It was originally recorded by Lee Dorsey in 1966. Solomon Burke did a version of it in early 1968. Joe Williams did a fantastic sort of big band version of it. And Alan Toussaint, the author, decided to release his own record of his own song, also in 1968. So those are the four versions of the record that I'm going to pick out, even though it's been covered by so many others, like The Doors, The Leaves, the Paul Butterfield Blues Band, Jimi Hendrix, Derek Trucks Band. It just goes on and on, baby. So let's kick into it right now. The Friday Night Cat Fight, I'm going to play four versions of Get Out of My Life, Woman, and I want you to decide which one you truly dig the most. Now, like I said, the tune was written by Alan Toussaint, and what can be said about him? He was born in New Orleans and really made a reputation for himself as a songwriter, as an arranger. The first record he arranged was the great instrumental Walking with Mr. Lee by Lee Allen. He worked with Dave Bartholomew, even filled in for Fats Domino parts. On some Fats Domino recording sessions that Fats wasn't available at, Bartholomew had him fill in for Fats. He played on Smiley Lewis records. And then in 1960, he was brought on as the staff producer for the new Minute record label. The first big hit he produced was Jesse Hill's Ooh Poopa Doo. Not a bad way to start. He then went on to write and produce Mother-in-Law for Ernie K. Doe and Ya-Ya for Lee Dorsey. His association with Lee Dorsey continued for quite a while. Alan went into the Army, and when he was discharged in 1965, the hits just started coming again, especially with Lee Dorsey. Working in the Coal Mine, Everything I'm Gonna Do From Now On, Got to Be Funky, and this week's Cat Fight, Get Out of My Life, Woman. Let's hear Lee Dorsey's original recorded version of the tune from 1966 off the Amy label. It went to number 44 on the pop charts and a big whopping number 5 on the rhythm and blues charts. We'll go from Lee Dorsey into Solomon Burke. Tonight's Friday Night Cat Fight. Get out of my life, woman.
Get out of my life, woman. You don't love me no more. Get out my life, woman. You don't love me no more. Get out my life, woman. You don't love me no more. No. Get out my eyes, children. I've got to see my way around. Get out my eyes, children. I've got to see my way around. Yeah. Get out my life, honey. Nothing but a heartache by the pound. Get off my ladder, woman. I got to climb up to the top. Get off my ladder,
And there is nothing gonna make me stop. Get out my way, woman.
I've got to be moving on.
Get out the way, woman.
I've got to be moving on.
Get out the way, woman.
I've got to be moving on.
Get out my life, woman.
You don't love me no more.
You done hurt me, broke my heart, and played me for your fool. Now here's my chance to get back at you, and I'm gonna blow my cool. Get out my life, woman. I don't love you no more.
Yeah, yeah, I don't love you no more.
Get out my life, woman. I don't love you no more.
Get out, I don't love you no more.
Get out my life now, woman. Don't come a knocking at my door. See my way around town.
Get out my eyes, tear drops.
Get out my life now, heartaches.
Yeah, yeah.
Nothing but a heartaches by the pound. Pounds and hundreds, honey. Get off the ladder, woman. I got to climb up to the top, y'all.
Reverend, the king of rock and soul, Solomon Burke. Get out of my life, woman, from early 1968. Before that, Lee Dorsey doing the first recorded version of Get Out of My Life, Woman. This week's Friday Night Catfight. Solomon certainly adds a playful aspect to that tune that's not in the Lee Dorsey version. His version is a little more angry. I think you could classify this next version of the tune I'm going to play from Joe Williams as kinda angry too. And after we hear Joe Williams with his big band rendition of the tune, we're gonna hear Alan Toussaint, the author of the tune, do his own version, Get Out of My Life, Woman, this week's Friday Night Catfight.
Oh. out my life, woman. You don't love me no more, no. Get out my life, woman. You don't love me no more, no, no. Get out my life, woman. You don't love me no more, no, no. Get out my eyes, teardrops. I got to see my way around, yes, girl. Get out my eyes, teardrops. I got to see my way around, yes. Get out my life, baby. You ain't nothing but heartaches by the pound, yes, girl. Get off my ladder, woman. I got to climb up to the top. Get off my ladder, darling. Man got to climb up to the top, yeah, yeah. Get off my ladder, darling. Ain't nothing gonna make me stop, no, 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 no. Out of my way, baby. Man got to keep on moving on. Out of my way, baby. Man got to keep moving on. Get out the way, darling. You just blew your happy home, yeah. Well, get out my life, baby. You don't love me no more, no. Well, get out my life, baby. You don't love me no more. Get out my life, darling. You don't love me no more. Get out my life, baby. You don't love me no more.
Get out my life, woman. Thank you.
Alive, Baby. There you have it. Released on the Bell label from 1968. The writer of the tune, Alan Toussaint, also doing it himself, mostly an instrumental version of Get Out of My Life, Woman. Before that, the big band rendition of the tune by Big Joe Williams. Before that, Solomon Burke doing more of a playful version of the tune. And the big hit version of it was the first one you heard from Lee Dorsey. It was also probably the angriest version of the song as well. So voice your choice. Go back to FridayNightCatFight.com and vote for the version of Get Out of My Life, Woman that you dig the most. What's it gonna be? Lee Dorsey, Solomon Burke, Joe Williams, or Alan Toussaint? Now, I'd like to close up this week's Friday Night Catfight with a song from the new Buddy Holly box set. I review this new 6-CD box set from Hippo Select in this week's email newsletter, and I thought I'd play something off it for you. Buddy Holly's last official recording session was held in late October of 1958. However, from December through early January of 1958 into 1959, Buddy Holly was recording demos of tunes he probably wanted to record next. He did this in his New York City apartment with his brand new wife, Maria Elena Holly. For a long time, these reel-to-reel tapes have been referred to as the apartment tapes. It's a very intimate recording. You feel like you're in the room with Buddy Holly, and they've never sounded better than they do in this brand new 6-CD box set called Not Fade Away, The Complete Studio Recordings and More. It's available coming this Tuesday on HippoSelect.com, Amazon.com, and in retailers near you. Now, back when I did the Night Prowl show, I often got requests for the song Peggy Sue Got Married. That song was demoed during these apartment tapes. Buddy Holly recorded it in his apartment on December 5th, 1958. I'm going to play that original recording for you right now. It's just Buddy with his acoustic guitar. What happens next is, of course, Buddy loses his life on February 3rd, 1959. On June 10th, 1959, Coral Records gathers a group together in the studio. They hire the Ray Charles singers to sing backups, and they overdub this very recording I'm about to play for you. So they take Buddy Holly's original acoustic recording, they add a band over it, and they also overdub vocals. And Coral releases that in late 1959. Peggy Sue Got Married first came out on a single in 1959. That's also on the box set. In late 1962, Norman Petty in his Clovis, New Mexico studio would bring in the Fireballs, who would then take again this original acoustic recording and add a new band accompaniment, this time without any background vocals. That version got released, and that's the one I used to always play on the old Night Prowl show, because that's the one that's most available right now. Of course, that version is also on the new Buddy Holly box set. So there's three versions of Peggy Sue Got Married on the new Buddy Holly box set. The one that started it all, the one that's most intimate, is the one I'm about to play for you right now, recorded in his apartment. Here's Peggy Sue Got Married, the great Buddy Holly, closing down this week's Friday Night Catfight. I'm Matt the Cat, your furry leader. Let's do this again. Let's prowl again next week for a brand new Friday Night Catfight podcast. Have a great weekend, everybody. Here's Buddy Holly.
Please don't tell, no, 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 don't say that I told you so. I just heard a rumor from a friend. I don't say that it's true, I'll just leave that up to you. If you don't believe, I'll understand. Call a girl that's been in nearly every song. This is what I heard. Of course, the story could be wrong. She's the one I've been told. Now she's wearing a band of gold. Peggy Sue got married not long ago. Thank you. girl that's been in nearly every song. This is what I heard. Of course, the story could be wrong. She's the one I've been told. Now she's wearing a band of gold. Peggy Sue got married not long ago. Peggy Sue got married not long ago.